Betimist. Heimert en Getze, dat is die. Is daar Shechrezel Aachi. Mratzalata Bishneem Yaakov Diver Remeir. Right, we learned this already on Daf Tes on the base. This is one of the Chilukim. According to Remeir, we said there are four similarities. Gitei Nashim and Shechrei Avadim. According to the Chachamim, it's a difference. Remeir holds that you could have charata from both, Diver Remeir. He holds it's not a schus. The Chachamim Aymerim B'Gitei Nashim Avalei B'Shechurei Avadim B'Fi Shezachin La'adim Shalai B'Fanav Echavan La'yala B'Fanav. So which one is the S'chus? Shechurei Avadim. Shechurei Avadim is the S'chus. So since it's the S'chus, therefore once you give a Shliach La'ava a Shtar Shechurei to bring to your Eved, the shliach is mekabelit. Zochin l'adam shloi b'fanav. He's mekabelit on behalf of the eved. And as soon as he's mekabelit, what happens? What happens as soon as he's mekabelit? So if you look back on Tes Amud Beis, there's actually a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos exactly. The Rashi layidnu lachar misa. Vafilu Rabbanan, the narrow lines. Towards the end of the narrow lines. Rashi said, Vafilu Rabbanan, da amri shukhurei avadim s'chusu. Even the Rabbanan who say that it's a s'chus. V'zachan l'adim shalei b'fanav. Nihi da lahachi zachi bay, v'lei mati l'mahadir. We say zachan l'adim shalei b'fanav, it means the shliach is mekabalit, that the adayin can't change his mind. Niyumayd Rabbanan, da chal kamadim, v'lei mati gita liyada, they have a mishocher. Rashi Shita was that the Eved is not mishocher right away. All that the shliach is zaycha, is zaycha that the mishaleach cannot change his mind anymore. However, the Eved is not mishocher. He can't marry a baschayr yet until he actually receives the shtar shechur. So Rashi held that Zachin L'Adam only helps that the Mishaleach cannot have Charata. Taisvis, and Taisvis L'Yidnu Lachar Misa. Taisvis brought the Pirish HaKonshis, Afil Rabban Tzvassu L'Avid, Zachin L'Mashal Fon, Zachin L'Zachin L'Mashal Adabay, Maid Rabban HaKonos L'Yidnu Yav Mishachar. And Taisvis said, V'artema Pirusha, Kim Dismasu, Pshita D'Zaych Al-Alter. Taisvis said, no, you're totally Zaych Al-Alter. Even Damina Gabi Shechrei Tankeski Dom LaKaman V'Rashi Ba'atzmai Chazabai LaKaman Daf Yigimel. So Taisa says that Rashi on Daf Yigimel changes his mind and holds that it's totally Mishochur. Rashi on Daf Tes holds it's only partially Mishochur. On Yud Aleph we don't know where Rashi was holding. Rashi changed his mind yet or not? But it appears we have two Mahalchim and how to understand that the Shliach is Zaycha for the Eved. Taisus holds the Shliach is Zaycha for the Eved means the Zaycha Lagamri for the Eved. That it's as if the Eved received it, he becomes free right away, because Zachal on Shalai Vafanav, that's Taisus Shita. The Shita of Rashi Daftes, which is not Rashi Shita later, Shita of Rashi Daftes, which the Rosh calls the Shita Sarif, the Rif's Shita is that you only zaycha shtar shechur to the extent that the mishaleach can't change his mind. But the Eved is not free. Eved is not mutter b'vaschayr until he actually receives the get shechur. So lamaisa, the Eved is not free yet. It's just zachal adam shalei b'fanav is only that the mishaleach cannot change his mind. This is the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, or we can call it the Rif and Tosfos. These are two shitas. So now we're going to learn Stoma like Tosfos. You have a chance, we'll get into the Rif Shita. We'll certainly get to it at some point. But like the Aleph base of this Mishnah is to know that there are two Shitas in the Rishon. Now there's a famous kasha on this Mishnah, which is the cause of great controversy. The kasha is here, Rabbi Kivager. And he asks a kasha on the whole concept of sending a shtar shechur to an eved through a shliach. It's clear from our Mishnah that it's possible, whether you hold zochin or not zochin, but it's very clear from the Mishnah that you can make a shliach and tell the shliach to bring a get shechur to your eved. The problem is, we're talking here about an eved kanani. Being mishachar an eved kanani is really an iser asay. There's a mitzvah asay of la'olam behem tavaydu. There's a mitzvah asay to work with an eved kanani, not to free him. La'olam behem tavaydu. It's actually a machlokes later, but we paskin that it's a chayiv. There's a madyam who says rishus, but we pass it's a chayiv. La'olam behem tavaydu is a chayiv, and it's an iser to be mishachar your eved. Mishachar avdai over ba'asay. So in Achinami, if you're mishachar your own eved, hitaka goes free, or even an asay, he goes free, and no problem. But if you make a shliach to be mishachar the eved, how could that work? How can you make a shliach to be mishachar your eved? A shliach l'dvar aveira. Shlichus is not chal if you send somebody to do an aveira. And here, you're telling the person, go be mishachar my eved, and b'tayr shlichus he's doing it. So a shlichus is varaveira, the shlichus should be bottled. And then the shechur is bottled. So the kasha is, why, how does this work in the Mishnah, that you mishachar an eved a shliach, ein shliach is varaveira. Very posh the kasha.
What about if you do it yourself, you don't have aveira, it doesn't matter, you allow
it matters, you have the aveira, but it's chal. It's chal. There's a separate kasha that kol mosadam rachman leisavi yavad lenahani, which I think we'll get to today, but through Kivager and Yehuda will talk about it. It's a separate issue. But as far as the kasha here, the kasha is ain't shechud v'aveira. So what's going on? So it would seem the easy way out would be the Ran. The Ran says that the din of la'olam ben tavaydu, the din that you're not allowed to free an eved, is only usur if you're freeing the eved for the eved's sake. If you want to be nice to him, you want to free him, that's the usur. It's similar to loy sechane. Like, you're not supposed to give a guy a gift. The same thing, you're not supposed to give an eved a shtashechur. So it's only if you're doing it for his sake. Zakta Ran. What happens if I'm freeing the eved for my sake? Let's say I'm freeing him, one example is for minyan. I need a tenth person for minyan. The eved doesn't count for minyan. Eved is mechuyav mitzvah kenashim. If I free him, I can count him for minyan. So the Ran says, if I free my eved for minyan, that's okay, because I'm doing it with teves atzmi. Or if someone pays me, if someone gives me money to free the eved. So someone gives me money to free the eved, so then someone's a friend of the eved, he wants to do him a taiva, he gives me money to free the eved. So again, I'm doing the taiva satsmi, I want the money. Then there's no isser of loyla ben
sevaydu.
Or it could be a case where it's a chati eved, chati ben chayim, where there's a chiyuv to free him. Okay.
How is Rashi so tough?
I didn't notice. Really, what does Rashi say? Mashiach yachal lischus ben. No, it's not really a raya. It's not really a raya. It's certainly not mukhruch in Rashi. It's certainly not mukhruch. It's our chai. Okay. That's exactly what Rashi means. But anyway, this would be l'chaira, way out. Rabbi Kivager himself mentions this, that you can learn that our Mishnah is talking that you sent Yom Biya freeing him for Tzarchei Mitzvah or Tzarchei Atzma.
Then
if you're freeing, there must be there's something in it for you. He says that's what you just say, but then that's a problem, because then when do you have the whole oil that have either? Okay, but anyway, this is a possible teretz of Rabbi Kivager. It's a bit of a problem, because it comes out lahalacha that our Mishnah really doesn't apply in many cases. a typical case, you're saying our mission doesn't apply. In Shulchan Aruch, it's not machalik. It just brings down this concept, or the Rambam brings down this concept. Stama, he doesn't say only if it's a tzarech mitzvah. So while the teretz, the Arabic Kivega says the teretz, but apal pikein, it's a little bit of a daichik. We'd rather we could find another way out, not to have to come on to this teretz. Somebody else mentioned this, that maybe it should be Tali. But I'm not convinced that it should be Tali. Why should it be Tali in the Pshat?
Because if the Shliach is himself, so then you're going to have a
Tali. Are you going to say that every Shliach is Dvar Aveira, you'll say yes, Shliach Dvar Aveira? Because of this Tanishman. It has to be fine-tuned somehow to work out, because Stama, you can't say that. We know there's a rule of Shliach Dvar Aveira. So you're going to have to say, in some cases yes, in some cases not, which we're going to have to maybe work out. So maybe it's a normal case.
It is a normal
case. Okay, fine. So that's what the Kiyaga says. The Stam Mishnah is talking a normal case, but there's no Aveira. Okay. There's another kasha on this, that there's a Taisvis in Bava Metzia on Daf Yud. And it's really our bottom Taisus also, Kol Ha'imer. Taisus asks, why in our Mishnah does Rabbi Yechanan hold 10 tischis? Rabbi Yechanan holds that when the Adain tells the Shliach 10 shtashich, it's El Abdi, 10 tischis. It's like he's saying, Bizaychefeh. So Taisus asks, why does he hold that way in our Mishnah? In Bava Metzia, he holds Fakarit. He doesn't hold up 10 tischis. Suspect Hesakasha, why in our Mishnah we say the Adayim, when he says give it to the Eved, he means be Zaycha for the Eved? Why is it different to Rabbi Yechanan Shita elsewhere in Shas, everywhere else? Rabbi Yechanan holds, you don't say 10 Kisri, that when you say to the Shliach, give it to him, you mean be Zaycha for him? Why Dafkin, our Sugya, does Rabbi Yechanan hold that? That's what Taisus asks. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, what's the Kasha? In our Mishnah, you know why he means ten kisri? Because the Adayin is doing it for tzarchei mitzvah. He has his own, he needs for tzarchei mitzvah, he needs going to make money on this. He's doing it for his own sake. So when he's doing it for his own sake, Rabbi Yechanan holds ten kisri. But maybe when stomach case, where he has nothing in it for him, then Rabbi Yechanan doesn't hold ten kisri. Taisus' whole kasha, the bottom Taisus' first kasha, the whole kasha, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, is not a kasha. Rabbi Kiva Eger is asking, what's special about our Mishnah, the ten kisri? If you hold like Rabbi Kiva Eger, our Mishnah is very special. Our Mishnah is very special. Our Mishnah is talking that the Adayin is giving something away for his own sake. He's giving away, maybe Rishachar and Evet, because he needs it, Tzarchei Mitzvah, Tzarchei Atzma. So the Rabbi Kivega's teres doesn't seem to stem. It answers Tosis Kasha, but apparently Tosis didn't hold like Rabbi Kivega. So therefore, Rabbi Kivega's teres is a good teres. We can't argue Rabbi Kivega. And Svara, we can't disprove him. But it would be nice if we had a smoother mahalos to answer this Kasha. It doesn't satisfy according to Tosis.
Rabbi Kivega intends to be agreeing with each other.
What you're saying could be good, but Tais is asking a kasha. Tais is asking, what's the difference here and there? What do you mean, what's the difference? If you'll tell me Rabbi Yechanan holds both 10 lakas, I have no problem, like you're saying. But you can't ask a kasha. You can't say you're smart and say, oh, so it's your own Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan's very good. It's a different case. Okay, so this kasha is a backdrop to a very great machlokes in Dinei Shlichus and in Hilchos Gittin. I'll tell you Maisa Shahaya, the thing that started this whole thing, and what the machlokes is. It happened that a woman refused to accept a get, and it went for many years. She refused to accept a get. She was separated from her husband, and finally the husband went, and he went and he learned. He knows the Gemara says that a woman doesn't have a choice. A woman, you can get a woman to get a chal bar karcha. So he didn't have the guts to do it himself. He hired a couple of strong fellows, and he made them his shliach lahilacha. He gave them a get, and they went to the woman and they forced her to accept the get. They gave her a get bal karcha, and now the man felt that he was divorced and that it was a good get. And many gedolei hadar held that it was a good get. As a matter of fact, it seems that one of them even gave this eitzah to the man to do it this way. And why is it a good get? A get bal karcha is a good get. The night of Yehuda took issue, and the night of Yehuda said it's not a good get. The get is not chal. Why not? In the world, shouldn't it be a good get? There's a chayim Rabbeinu Gershon not to give a woman a get bal karcha. Just like Rabbeinu Gershon made a chayim not to take two wives, he also made a chayim against the get bal karcha. Now, Rabbeinu Gershon didn't say that it's not chal b'di'evet. It is chal. If a man gives his wife a get bal karcha, it's chal. He just said that you're not allowed. You have to come to a settlement. You don't give a get against the will of the woman. As a chayim Rabbeinu Gershon, you're not allowed to. If you give it, it's chal. However, says the Nagid Yehuda, if you give a get yourself to a wife against her will, it's takachel. And again, she wasn't the oiker to get. But when you make a shliach to give a get, bal karcha, if you're going to go and make a shliach to give a get, bal karcha, there's a problem. Because that's a dvar avera. Since there's a chen Rabbeinu Gershon against giving a get, bal karcha, that's now a dvar avera. Ein shliach l'dvar avera. The whole shlichus is bottled. The whole shlichus falls apart. What kind of shlichus is it? And shlichus is varavera. The shlichus is bottle. The shlichus is bottle. It's always get, and the night you paskin that it's not a get. Okay, even if it's going against the Rabbanon, still devarei rabbi, devarei talmud, devarei mishaimin, the shlichus should still be bottle. Even if it is only a chet, an avera, it's a problem with the shlichus. You know, if I give someone a shliach to do an aver, even if it's a very darabonim, the very rabbi, the very talmud, the very mishayim.
There's the
point of the very rabbi, the very talmud is that when I make a shliach, my assumption is the shliach is not going to do it. The very rabbi, the mishayim. It's not a real task. So this was the psak of the Dei de Yehuda. And this caused a tremendous tumult in the time. There are, I believe, 8 tshuvas in the Nevi Yehuda. It starts in Nevi Yehuda Chelak Aleph, Eben Ezer, Simon Ayin Hey, Ayin Vav, Ayin Zayin, Ayin Ches. I think it goes to Pei Beis. He prints tshuvas of those who are misnagged to him also, those who disagreed with him, and they argue back and forth. And it touches on a few topics, but we're going to deal with one of them that's going to get answered.
Isn't there a difference between
why should there be a difference? Once they're asked, once they're abundant. But in Eishlech and Ravera, there should be no difference. The rule of Eishlech and Ravera always applies.
Is the harem on the same level? In other words, is the harem on the same level?
Chayim is not on the same level. The Raisa,
right,
yet Lagabi Shlichus, the rule applies. The rule of Eishel Chavarveh applies to the Rabban. Why? What? No, granted, so he writes in the Tshuva that this Chayim both took on. The Chayim of two wives, not everyone took on. But the chayrim of Bar Karcha, it was makubal across the board. Well, it's gradi, you can argue to the Raisa. The Ramban in Bukhu Kaisai says that any chayrim has been the Raisa. So I don't want to get into a whole thing. In the end of Parshas Pukukaisa is a Parsha of Charonim. And the Ramban learns that any cheirim that's made, depends by who, not by one person, but by Klai Yisrael, that Klai Yisrael accepts a cheirim, has a din of a deraisa. Well, that's a din of a deraisa, and the Ramban is not looking at it. No, it's not chabad. If a person marries two wives, they're married. Yeah, but if you do it with a shliach, it won't be chal. A shliach is not a marriage. That's the argument. So the ikar nekuda of them achleikis. It's an interesting coincidence. One thing has to do with this Mishnah, one has to do with it. The separate nekuda has to do with the tesis, which happens to be in the Gemara to come. We're going to discuss the main nekuda. The nekuda they argued about is the following nekuda. When you make a shliach, there are two parts to shlichus. One is the maisa hashlichus. If you make a shliach to do a maisa for you, there's the maisa hashlichus, which is the thing we normally think about. Let's say you make a shliach to do bidikas chametz for you. So that maisa hashlichus of the shliach is misyachis to the mishalayach. The mishalayach gets credit for doing bidika if the shliach is doing it in the mishalayach's house. Don't say, I'm going to be home to do bedika. I make a shliach, he does bedika's chametz for me. That's a maisa shlichus. Or I make a shliach to light a menorah for me on Chanukah. Or I make a shliach to give mishlach monis for me. So that's a maisa shlichus. That means a certain schar that you get for a mitzvah. I make a shliach to do it. I get the schar as if I did the maisa. Either his maisa is mishachas to me, or it's like, oh, I did it with my long arm, however you want to look at it. But that's a typical, the typical part of shlichus. There's a second part to shlichus, and that is a chalois hashlichus. Certain types of shlichus create a chalois. Now, when I send somebody to do bikas chametz, there's no chalois. There's only a ma'is hashlichus. But let's say I send someone to separate truma for my wheat. So besides the maisa hamitzvah, there's also a chalois. The truma becomes truma. There's a chalois ha-truma. That means that in Shemayim, because I made a mishliach, the truma becomes truma. If I didn't make a mishliach, he can't make my truma truma. But because I made a mishliach, there's a chalois ha-truma as well. What? The same thing as no, these are two parts. It's much simpler. Everything is tied to that, but this, what I'm telling you now, is both ways. There's the maisa hashlichus and there's the chalois. Don't confuse yourself. Separate it. The two I saw shlichus, every time I saw shlichus has something to do with it. But right now, this, what I'm telling you now, is true. There's no argument. Shlichus has two components: the maisa hashlichus, which is I think always there, and the chalois. What's chalois? Truma. It becomes truma. Or kedushin. You send the shliach to be kaddish and isha. There's a chalois. She becomes an eshes ish. Something changes in the world. So you have truma, kedushin, maybe hegdish. How many things do you have that something is chal? Very few things. Truma, kedushin, hegdish, gerushin. You make a shliach to give a get. She becomes eshes ish. It's four things. How many more things are there that there's a chalois? Very few things. Alright, so we have Truma and Hegdish, which are similar, and Gittin Kedusha, which are similar. Something has to be Chal. Now that is no argument. That's also part of Shlichus. These are two parts to Shlichus. No question. Here's the sticky point. When we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, what does that mean? What does Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira mean? Now, Yehuda understood Ein shliach l'dvar aveira means that the whole parsha of shlichus disappears, kilo it's not here, and sai the maisa shlichus is not a shlichus, and sai the chalois is not chal, and everything is off, finished, the whole thing is off, sai the maisa, sai the chalois. That's the understanding of the Neid B'Yehuda. The Neid B'Yehuda had a mechutin who he quotes in Reb Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz, common name, and his shita And the sheet of those that argue with the Nidi Yehuda was no. Eish Leach Edvar Aveira means that I don't get punished. If I tell you to do an Aveira for me, I don't get punished. The punishment is not Mesiachis to me. If I do a mitzvah, do B'dikas Chametz, I get credit in Shemayim for B'dikas Chametz. But if I tell you, I make you a Shliach to go and rob a bank, I don't get credit. I don't get Einish for robbing the bank. If I make you a Shliach to put on Shatnez, I don't get an Einish. If I make a Shliach to buy Chametz on Pesach, to bake Chametz on Pesach, I don't get an Einish. Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira is only in the Einish of the Aveira. But the Chalais is Chal. But if I make you a Shliach to do something, what happened, happened. What the Chalais is Chal. L'moshe. If I make you a Shliach to be Meshachar Mayevet, I tell you, go be Meshachar Mayevet. So, and you go to the Evet and you're Zaychit to him. Or you give it to him either way. Zotter Bismach Horowitz, he says, no. He says, the Avera doesn't go to the Mishaleach. But is the Evet free? Yes. The Chalois HaShlichus is Chal. Ein Shliach Advar Aveira doesn't make that. It's not Chal. The Chalois is Chal. That's not Bottle. He was Meshachar the Evet. And it's Chal. And the Mela, the whole kasha on Rabbi Kivegas, whole kasha falls off. What was Rabbi Kivegas' kasha on our mission? How could it be that you make a shliach to give somebody to give an eved kinani a shtar shechur? I a shliach advar aveira. Teretz says you're right. It's an aveira, but the eved is still free. Our mishnah says if you did it, the eved is free, and you can't be chayzer. The shliach could be zecha for the eved. So there's no problem. I am shliach at Dvar Aveira. I can't make someone a shliach to be shachar the eved. The answer is that I'm not allowed to do it. But if I did it, it's chal. Once I give it to him, it's chal. So Menela, the opinion of the Sredifik Levi Horowitz, which is also the sheet of the Nesivis, which I'll explain later, Nesivis is sheetah, is it's chal. Ein shliach advar aveira doesn't make that it's not chal. All it makes is that the einish doesn't go to the mishaleach. But in other words, the maisa hashlichus, we say ein shliach advar aveira, it's gone. The chalois hashlichus, that's a fact. He was mishacharim, he's mishacharim, he's mishacharim. Finished.
What's the story of ein shliach advar aveira?
Good question. Okay. All right, first I want everyone to understand the two sheetahs. We have the Nevi Yehuda who says Ein Shliach Advar Aveira is Batel Lagamri, and we have this Rabbi Yitzchak Horowitz and the Nesivis who hold that the Shlichus is Chal.
It's not like the husband is doing it.
What?
He's not the one doing it.
You don't mean the husband, you mean the Adai. For the Eved. But the Get, it's not. Oh, you mean in the Nevi Yehuda's case. Well, so they held that the Get is Chal. It's like the husband's giving it, because shlichus is chal, for the chaloit has shlichus, it is chal. Just not for the mice. So the einish doesn't go to him, but he's megurashes. What happened, happened.
That's
his time. You can ask me why. But what? That's what they hold. That's right. Someone else. To give a woman a get is not an aveira. To do it against her will is an aveira. So the shliach did it against her will. So he's going to get a punishment. I'm asking for her to be mugarashas, so she's mugarashas. I was done against the will, so they shouldn't have listened to me. Tough on them. They did it against her will, and they get an aveira for that. But the get is not dependent on that. The get should be chal.
I tend to go kill somebody. So, it's not Mesiachis back to me, but the chalois happened that the guy is
but
dead.
That's not chalois. Chalois doesn't mean dead, that's a physical fact. Chalois means in Shemaim something is chal.
What's
chal? Truma, Hegdish, Git, Kiddush, and Kinyamim. Those are the only things that are chal that I can think of that are chalois. So it happened. That happened physically, it happened.
By training as a, you don't need the right to be Mesiachis to
Oh, the reason you need it is because the other person can't free the oven. Only the oven can be free, can free an oven. The person who's not the oven can't. So you do need that the oven freeing the oven. So you do need that the chalais goes back to the shul. The Rambam? Why? Oh yeah, Nachinami. What we do gain with this Rabbi Yitzchak Horowitz's Eitza is we have a much. If you want to learn our Mishnah, it's much easier to learn the Mishnah. Shot in the Mishnah now is it doesn't have to be a Dvar Mitzvah. You don't have to take her B'kiva Eger, and it's Chal. So there's a letter, it's Tshuva Ayin Vav in the Noid V'Yehuda, where this Reb Yitzchak Horowitz brings 12 rayas to his chiddush. 12 makairis to his chiddush. Again, what's his chiddush? That the chalois is chal even by a Dvar Aveira. I'll mention some of them. It would be nice to go through all 12. It would be nice to spend a week on this Noid V'Yehuda. It's rather very geshmak sugya. But it'll give you nothing to do in the morning from 9:30 to 11:30 or 11 o'clock to 11:30, whenever you happen to come. So we have to move on. But what's very geshmak is that it brings 12 rayas. When you finish reading that tshuva, and you should read the tshuva. Tshuva Ayinvav is a very easily readable tshuva. And when you finish reading it, you're convinced he's right. Let me mention at least the easier ones of his rayas. Raya number one, very geshmak raya. It says in Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Kuchav Dalit, that if you write a get on the Surei Hanah, if you write a get on paper of an Avodah Zarah, the Surei Hanah, the get is Chal. The Eved, if you give such a get, it's Chal. Now, who writes the get? Usually the Sefer. Stoma, a Sefer writes a get. We learned in Tosis on Tesom and Beis, that the Sefer has to be the Shliach of the Baal. By writing a get, the Baal makes the Sefer a Shliach. Tosis on Tesom and Beis held that way. I mentioned to you Tosis on Chav Beis and Beis disagrees. But Tosis, Tesom and Beis held, and we passed it that way, that the Sefer has to be a Shliach of the husband. So he says, Shulchan Aruch says, if you write a get on Yisurei Hanoah, it's a good get. It's an Aveira. He's having an off in the paper. He's using his Surah Anah to write a get. He's having an off in the paper. So I shlech the varavera. Why is it? Why is it chal? Why? He's using a piece of paper. He doesn't have to take out another piece of paper. The cipher. And the husband, it has to be the husband's paper, right? The husband has got to come up with a piece of paper to the get. So here, he says, here's the piece of paper. He's Surah Anah. Now the person's having an off. He's writing on the paper. If you don't have a piece of paper, it's very hard to write. So you write on a piece of paper. So you write an Yisurei Hanoah. That's an Aveira. No, somebody takes a paper of Yisurei Hanoah. He writes a note to his friend. He's over
in the Aveira. He gives it to his friend, not by writing it.
Well, I think we can argue the case. Maybe you're right. Okay. He argues that writing on a piece of paper is Hanoah from the paper. And Lamaisa, that's Raya number one. You see that even by Shlichus, by an Aveira, it's Chal. It's a good get. The second Raya is also from Simikuch of Dalet, a similar din. It says that if you write a get on Shabbos and Yom Tif, which you're not allowed to write on Shabbos and Yom Tif, Locha Deraisa, but if you write a get and give it on Shabbos and Yom Tif, it's a good get. And Vaita, typically a get is dug through a cipher. And if it's dug through a cipher, you need Shlichus. And yet, Shulchan Aruch is saisen that such a get is chal. So we see that even though you told the sefer to write on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and ain't shlich and var aveira, nevertheless the get is chal.
I want to get to the
gift,
but I don't want to do the
offer.
You did it
about
Parsha,
so you
can't say, I want to.
It's a stronger raya, making the raya even better. And yet, here it's still a good gift. The
Shlichus
is still chal.
No, it's two separate things. I'll say the
Shlichus
is on one thing.
No, I'm giving the. I want the Surah Anah. It has to be the Baal's paper. He's giving in the Surah Anah paper. No?
You want
well, that's what he gave him. He gave him a piece of paper. The Sefer came around on his own paper. He has to write on his paper.
The point is not that he wanted to be done in Israel.
No, the case is that he wanted to be done in Israel. If he doesn't want to be in Israel, no, you're right, it would be a riot. Well, that's the stump, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And Raya number three.
Shulchan Aruch says that
it's a shlichus, but that's the shlichus. You're right. Raya number three, Shuvah Saran. A man swore, he made a shvua that he won't be Megarish's wife. It says Nishba al Das Rabim. When you see it inside, al Das Rabim is a shvua that you can't be matir. You can't be matir in there generally, that you've made al Das Rabim. He did it on the das of a tzibur. But anyway, the person swore that he will not be Megarish's wife. And then he went to a cipher, and the Ram says the Feirish, that it was done through a cipher. The cipher wrote and gave the get, and we see Shlichus Eschal, even though it's an Aveira. He swore, he's Aveira Neshvua, and it's not an Neshvua, and he made a Shvua, he won't be Megarish's wife. And Avah became, he wrote a get Aveira Shlichus, and the Ram passed, and that's a good get. And he says, the Ram says, that the cipher Kosa Avinasa, say he wrote the get, say he gave the get, which is also Shlichus. So we see from the Ram that Shlichus Ve'Aveira is Chal. Maybe yeah, maybe Nisht. It may make a difference if you hold a Shagay to say Yesh Lechem Ve'Aveira. Okay. But anyway, this is the way. This is the Raya, the way it's printed. I didn't look in the Chumash Raya. The fourth Raya is a nice Raya. The halacha is that if a Kayin brings a balmum, he's makriv a balmum shalai kedin, and he puts it on the mizbeach im ola la yered. Seres hakasuv that if you bring a carbon, a kayin brings a carbon that's a balmum. It's lav dafka balmum. There are a number of psulim. Let's say he shechts the carbon before the tamid shel shachris. Another example that he the kayin does something wrong in the avaida im ola la yered. If it's on the Mizbeach already, shine. We let the carbon be a good carbon. It's not possible.
Carbon
is a mum. Yeah, the carbon has a mum. So, ma'ala la yerit. Frecht, this Rabbi Yitzchak Horowitz, the Gemara is misupik if Kayinim are shluchad idan. Gemara is a tzad, the Kayin is the shliach of the owner of the animal. Now, it happens to be we don't pass in that way, we pass shluchad rahman. So the Gemara has its sad kainim shluchididan. 1 minute, if a kain is shluchididan and I bring a carbon and the kain shechted the carbon and spritzed the dam and put the meat on the mizbeach be iser, he did it before the tamid shel shachris. But he did it to a balmum, so he did it be iser. So why are we saying imal ala yered and shliach l'dvar avera? It should be like a carbon that the Bailam will never mask in should be brought. If I own an animal, someone's marker of my animal, there's no din of all the Bailam have to be masking. So eventually after Varavera, the carbon, the shchita shouldn't be chal, the akrava shouldn't be chal, the whole thing shouldn't be chal, because there's no chalai, there's no chalai, there's no chalai. The people will argue that it's Gzeres Kosel, like you said. Okay, 1 second. That's his fourth raya. His fifth raya is from Hilchos Gittin. A ma'anis, someone's ma'anis, a woman, he gives her a get. He has to marry her. Someone's ma'anis, a woman, he's mechuyev to marry her if she wants. Lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yamav. He can't give her a get. In Shulchan Aruch it says, if he does give a get, it's chal. Vayta, he asks, ayin shlichus v'aveira? So these are the first five. His sixth raya is from our Mishnah. As we said, his kasha on our Mishnah, and the answer to it. I counted 12 rayas as I went through. These are the first six. Very geschmack, take the time. You can go come out all the rayas are easily understood. And these are the first six rayas. The one raya is also very important. I had it as raya number 10. Tayrim in Hara la Yafa. The halacha is that when you separate truma, a farmer goes to separate truma. So he has a bunch of tomatoes. He's got to separate truma. So you know how tomatoes look. You have some nice ones and some beat up ones. So he figures, I'll take the beat up ones for truma. That's called Tayrim in Hara la Yafa. It's chal. If you tell him in a Rala Yafa, it's chal. But it's an Isra Asay. You're not allowed to dafka pick the bad ones. You're ever an Asay, it's chal, but you're ever an Asay. If you tell him in a Rala Yafa, and there, he says, Vaita, it's not mechalik between Truma Ayde Shliach and Shalai Ayde Shliach. It's Vashmi, you know Ayde Shliach. It could be tell him in a Rala Yafa. I eat an Isra Asay. So Vaita, he brings a Rai. All right, so these are, now I have seven of the rhymes. Now the Yehuda, it's very geschmack to look at. In the beginning of Tshuva Ayin Zayin, he writes to his Mechutin, who he calls Hagoyin Hagodol. He writes, I'm surprised at you. His Lashon is very interesting. He writes, I see whatever you wrote La'avas HaNitzachin. You wrote it just because you want to be right. And he says, like a safta, afilu devarim she'ein ba'amamish. So what you wrote, it's not even enough to be called devarim she'ein ba'amamish, certainly not devarim she'esh ba'amamish. Like a very sharp lashon that he writes to his mechut. It's like, I remember seeing, there's a letter from Rabbeinu Yonah to the Ramban. The Ramban held that a doctor is allowed to heal goyim. Rabbeinu Yonah held it's also. The Ramban was a doctor. He, in those days, they weren't specialists. He did everything. So one of the things he did was deliver babies. He also the Ramban delivered babies. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes them one letter. He addresses him as the Rabbeinu Moshe Hamarbe Zari Shalamolek. That's what he writes him. As a spell at the Lashon, I saw later that the Ramban Rabbeinu Yonah were mechutanim. Ramban's daughter married Rabbeinu Yonah's son. That didn't surprise me anymore, right? So he writes to him in such a lashon derech Yehuda. He goes through all 12 rayas, kamat in order. Like one of them threw me off. I thought he skipped one, and then later when I got to it, he filled it in. He goes through all 12 rayas, and he taka shows that the rayas, kamat all of them, are easily pushed away. For example, the raya from writing on Isurei Anoa or writing on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he says, who says it's talking? He did it with a cipher. Who says it's talking? He did it with a cipher. And the person is giving again on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he mistum didn't go to Bezdin. Right? He didn't go to Masada Gittin. On Shabbos, Masada Gittin did it. He says, who says? The first two rayas, he says, who says it's talking that he did it in... He did it in Bez, he put a cipher. So he says he did it in Bez. No, so he wrote it. The Shulchan Aruch said he wrote it. That was his whole rayah in Aveira. He says, who says that it's a taka? The Shulchan Aruch said, if you write again, it's chal. He says, kasha was, but it's normally done through a cipher. You see, shlichus is chal. Who says it's talking, did it through a cipher? Plus, the Ran, the Raya number three, the Ran said, the Ran is a very good Raya. The Ran is talking where it was a cipher. It's a Maisa Shahaya, it's a Chuba Saran. They did it with a cipher, and he swore not to be Megarish. He did it with a cipher, and Lachar is a good Raya. So after the Behuda, the Ran's Shita in Gittin is like Toysis Vachov Bez on the Bez, that you don't need Shlichos to the cipher. The Ran Mishitasa is not a riot. The Ran holds that the cipher does not have to be the shliach of the husband. Like Taisa Shita Chabez on the base. So therefore, one second, therefore the whole thing is bottled. The whole Haychacha from the Ran is bottled because the Ran doesn't hold that you have to be a shliach. What? So the cipher writes it and then the husband gives it. We said the Tshuva Saran says Kosav in Nosan, that the Sefer wrote it and gave it. So he writes, this which you wrote, that the Ran says Kosav in Nosan, Sheker Hayit. It's not true, it's not what it says. If you look in Tshuva Saran, it doesn't say that the Sefer gave it, all it says the Sefer wrote it. You know, Sheker Hayit, you're saying gave the Sheker, and it's not true, that's not what it says in Tshuva Saran. So that raya is also not a raya. You know, it seems that this Rishon HaRosh got carried away. So he wrote Kasa Benasa. He didn't say Kasa Benasa. All he says is Kasa. So he says it's not a raya. The raya number four from the Balmum Agabi HaMizbeach, the Lady Behuda, that seems to be, of all the rayas, probably the starkest raya. But he argues that's Xeris HaKasav in Mabal Layerit. He says we found other places in the Torah with Xeris HaKasav Yeshliach Levar Avera Tvichu Mechira. There are other places Xeris HaKasav, say it's Xeris HaKasav in Mabal Layerit, then it's Chal. The Torah said in Mabal Layerit, the Torah knew a Kayin put it there, no one else could put on the Mizbeah. So it's Xeris HaKasav, so it's no raya. The fifth raya for Ma'anis being Megarish, he says, is Bechlalatos. What's the case? A Ma'anis is giving a get. It's an Aveira. He married his wife. He married the woman he was Ma'anis. Now he gives her a get. He goes to a Sefer, and the Sefer writes a get. Zoktenay de Behuda. Even if the Sefer writes 1,000 Gittin, there's no Aveira. There's an Aveira to write a get. For the man is to write a get to his wife. It's not an aver at all. It's right. I feel well of getting. The aver is giving it. The aver is not writing it. The aver is giving the get. The sefer didn't. There's no shlichus levar aver. He tells the sefer write a get. Now if he tells him write on his suri or not, that's a problem. It's an aver. But in this case of ma'anis, means ma'anis a woman. He marries her. He tells the sefer write a get. There's no shliach. There's no one of shliach in var avera. I'm making a shliach to do something. It's not an avera to write a get. What's the avera writing a get? The avera is to give the get. What's the right to get? If the woman will be masking, you're even allowed to give it to her. As long as she's not masking.
Why do you say it to the person?
Because Yisrael Noah, the actual writing is an avera. Shabbos Yom Tov, the actual writing is there. But here, it's not avera. So what? If it's possible to do it with someone else, it's not a favor. If you can do it himself, he's just doing it through a cipher. And also it's not a favor because if the woman will be masking, it's not an avera, it's only an avera to Megarish HaBal Korcho. If he'll take the get and he'll get to convince the woman or pay her to take it, so it won't be an avera.
If he'll give it through a shliach, it won't be good.
So if he'll give it through a shliach, it'll be the same achloek as maybe then there, nothing else. So he says, because you're having anoah from writing it.
No,
he does bring, the view that brings a Tosfos that says writing on Yisrael anoah is not aver. But he calls him a halakas rishayim. Pashlus is an aver. As far as the raya from Truma, Torah ben Arah la Yafeh, Lady Beulah says an achinami, it's not chal. The Buddha says, if you make a shliach to be toivim in aro al yofe, I'll take a hold. It's not chal. Ain't shliach in bar aveira. It's not chal. More than this, this machloikis between the two of them, the Buddha brings, is a machloikis two terutzim in Tosfos and Bava Metzia. There's a case in Tosfos. It's actually Gemara, the Tosfos talks about a case where a Kayin makes a Yisrael a Shliach to be Mekadosh a Grusha. A Kayin makes a Yisrael a Shliach to be Mekadosh a Grusha, and the question is it Chal? Do we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira or not? A Kayin is not allowed to marry a Grusha. If the Kayin himself gives Kedushin to a Grusha, it's Chal. It's Yisurei Lavin, Kedushin types in the Chayvei Lav. What happens if a Kayin tells the Yisrael, be my Shliach in the Kaddish Agrusha? Do we say, Ein Shliach Levar Aveira, and it's not Chal? It's Pashtus, two Terutzim, and Taisvis. That seem to argue in this Machlaikis. So that's the night of Yehuda. Avada, everyone agrees with me. Both Terutzim and Taisis. We both agree. And Shliach Levar Aveira, it's not Chal. That one Terutz of Taisis, which holds it's Chal, is because by Grusha, it's really only in Aveira, Bishasbiyah. It's only kedushin with bia. So Tosfos holds, why is it chal? Because the aveira is not nigmar until the bia. The kedushin itself is not the aveira. That's why Tosfos and one teretz hold like you. But the etzem Tosfos agrees with me that in a regular case, a shlecha d'var aveira is oikir the kedushin legamri. It's oikir the chalois legamri. In that case, kedushin. In our case, gittin. In the case of truma. So we have three cases that they would argue. If it's a kedushin of aveira, if it's a get bal karcha, and if it's truma and ara la yafa, these are all cases that they would have this machlokes. As I mentioned to you earlier, the sheet of the Nesivis and Siman Kuf Pei Beis is like this Rabbi Yitzchak Horowitz, that the chalois is not chal, and the Nesivis calls it Rav HaPoskim, which would fit this year all the Bechudish Tikkun Neid Yehudas were Shaloik Kedas Rav HaPoskim. However, in this case, even though Nesivis says Rav HaPoskim are like Rabbi Yitzchak Horowitz, we don't know who these Rav HaPoskim are. The Stipler writes, Lo Yadati Mihei Ma Rav HaPoskim, I don't even know one. The Stipler writes that there are Harbe Paiskim like the Neid of Yehuda. Rav Moshe Metshuva on this topic in Chayshu Mishpat and Samachay writes that I don't want to write about the topic because it's so poshut that the Ik is like the Neid of Yehuda. I don't want to make it sound like something that needs rhymes. Tashtaki writes about it. Rabbi Kiva Eger and Agamara clearly held this way. So Rabbi Kiva Eger Lamaisa is the Kasha on the Mishnah. The Ksais holds this way. The Samad is a right for the Samad this way. Yet, it's a Lamaisa, it's a Machlokes, it's called Nesivis. So Rav Paiskim hold like the Neid Yehuda, Mir Paiskim hold like the Nesivis. There's a Mach Nefrayim who's mitzad like the Nesivis, and Shimon HaShari Yosha is also mitzadik. So Nesivis is not alone, but Al Kopanim comes out a tremendous nafkamina, a get bal karcha through a shliach. Happens to be that this has a ramification in the 20th century as well. As you know, there's the Rabbanut in Eretz Yisrael is Seinach on a Hetta Mechira on Shemitah. The Rabbanut on Shemitah sells Karka to Goyim, and in that way the Seinach on the Shita that Yesh Kinyin Le'akum Afkiya Midei Shemitah, and that way they work on the land and they grow fruit, they grow pears. So the question is, are you allowed to do it? What's the issue? The issue is loisechonim. There's an issue to sell karka Eretz Yisrael to a guy. That's one of their two issues. This is one of the issues. It's also to sell karka Eretz Yisrael to a guy. So those who argued, all right, you hold this loisechonim. The rabbanut is soimach on the mekilim. Lamaisa, you're allowed to buy the fruits of Shemitah. Because you hold their over loisechonim. So don't get malchus for it. They'll, whatever, they'll have to pay the answer to Rabbi Nishla. But once it's sold, it's sold. So Lemaisa was like, yeah, to buy the perishnias. I should be allowed to buy the perishnias. The Chazanish writes, that's a poshut. It's totally in this machlokes. Why? Because each farmer doesn't go personally and sell it to a guy. They make the rabbanut the shliach, like by Mechiras Chametz. And the Rabbanut sells it. If you hold that there's an Avera of Loisechonim, then a Shliach Lidvar Avera. Then you can't make a Shliach to sell your karka in Eretz Yisrael. This is something that needs a Chalais. It needs that it should be Nikna. So God's good according to the Nesivis, by a Shliach Lidvar Avera, the Mechir is Chal. Mechir is Chal. But like you know to be Yehuda, Yehuda is saying, by Eshlech Advar Aveira, it's not Chal at all. So according to the Yehuda, it's not Chal at all. So the whole Mechir is not Chal. And Lamaisa, the Peris are Perishnias that were worked on by Yid, which you're not allowed to buy, which is in Esses Chayr. So this is another application of their Machlokes. Now, we've only scratched the surface on this whole topic. Which right we'll go in. We're certainly, when we get to Tosfos and the Gemara, we're going to come back to it. I would suggest two things. First of all, that you do learn the Night of Yehuda, and at least Tshuva Ayavav and Ayin Zayin. Very interesting. On one of the, it's very interesting what he writes. See, what I did after I learned it, and then I couldn't remember all 12 rayas, I made myself a list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, number them, all 12 rayas. And I learned the thing, and I saw which ones he answered. Now, Yehuda writes a raya number 11. He writes, your raya here is so lousy that I really shouldn't even write anything about it. But I know people who read shuvas make lists of rayas. And without being ma'ayin, and if it's a good raya, they're just going to read my tshuva. They'll see I skipped this one. They'll say, oh, he didn't have an answer for that one. And he'll, so therefore, I'm going to bother him. As he writes, for your covid, I should have left it out. Because now I'm bringing it up to people that you don't know pshat in the Gemara. And he writes his answer. Mm-hmm. And rather, punkt on this one, it sounds like the shayel weren't right pshat. If you look at that one, and there's Leib Yehuda here with our guys and the Ha'aris in the back, it seems that Yehuda misunderstood the raya. The raya does look like a good raya. His answer really doesn't answer the raya. Punkt this one, like when he got to number 11, he was already so angry that he made a mistake. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. Mekasha boli dekas, boli detos. But you can imagine the whole level of the machlokes. So I advise you to take a look at it, learn it inside, you'll remember it. But for tomorrow, Tosfos Kitei Noshim and Rosha as well. So,